Visitors? Father didn't tell me to expect visitors while he was away. And at this hour, whoever could it be? Oh, hello. Oh, no, you didn't startle me. I'm just surprised. I wasn't expecting to see a woman alone at my doorstep at this hour. Oh, please, come in, step out of the rain. Oh, I see. So, you were travelling through the forest when it started to pour with rain. Well, you did the right thing in coming here looking for shelter. It's not safe for a woman to travel alone at night without having to worry about catching pneumonia. Please, allow me to take your cloak. Come, sit by the fire to warm yourself up. Oh, how rude of me. My name is Maria Zaleska. And you are? Such a pretty name. Anyway, come warm yourself up by the fire. Here, I brewed you a pot of tea. I hope you don't mind. That is true. Why would you mind? Is the fire warm enough? Ah, good. I'm sorry. I rarely have guests here, so I want to make sure you're comfortable. That is true. A castle such as this, you'd expect it to be teeming with guests, but no. Most days, the only life within these castles are me, my father, and his wives. I mean, wife. My father is away currently, on a trip to London, so I'm completely alone these days. Not that my father was particularly lively company. Oh, my father's wife and I don't speak much. We keep out of each other's way. I think they know that I find them somewhat macabre. Macabre as in... You wouldn't understand. Think nothing of it. How's your tea? Oh, no, I don't like tea. Do I find it lonely up here by myself? Oh, you have no idea. You're the first person I've spoken to in weeks. I'm surprised I can even remember how to speak the English language. Oh, I do wish I had someone here to keep me company. Someone I love to fill the endless silence echoing throughout these castle walls. A man? Well, I doubt my father would approve. I suppose it would be nice to have an intimate, romantic partner. Someone to lay in bed with. Someone to hold you, among other things. Yes, I suppose a partner of sorts would work to ease the loneliness. Though I doubt any man or woman would want to be with me, given the rumours that have been spread about me throughout the nearby villages? Oh, you needn't worry. Please, forget I mentioned it. You're right. It isn't right for me to just say such a thing but refuse to elaborate. Amongst the villages surrounding this castle, rumors have been spread about my father and I. Perhaps it isn't right to call them rumors in the case of my father, as from what I understand, they're remarkably accurate, but the things I have heard locals say about me are abhorrent. They say that I lure women to drain them of blood or have my way with them. That's what they say. Lock up your daughters. Countess Maria Zaleska is on the prowl. It is not their fault. Rumors spread like the plague amongst small towns, and I cannot blame them for fearing my father, but why must they say such things about me? I am no monster. I'm no bloodthirsty rapist. I am but a lonely girl who yearns to feel the comforting embrace of another woman, and somehow they have twisted this into a foul rumor about me being a manipulative sex pest. What chance have I of finding a woman to love me if all people know of me are malicious lies? I'm sorry. It is not right for me to... What are you saying? You're familiar with these rumors. I thought you said you were traveling. You're from the village? Why on earth are you here? You came to see if the rumors were true. You a foolish girl! Though the rumors are not true, to go searching out someone thought to be so dangerous. Have you no regard for your own safety? I see. I suppose... I cannot fault you there. If I heard a rumor that there was someone like me, but a stone's throw away from my home, no matter how monstrous they are thought to be, I suppose I too would seek them out. So, you're like me. You love women? Well, then, I'm glad to have met you. Even if it was foolish for you to seek me out, given what you heard of me. You knew the rumors couldn't be true. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Why are you moving in closer? What is it? Goodness, you're nothing if not forward. I don't know what to say. I've never been with a woman before. What is it you find so appealing about me? You are ever so kind. I just... No, I do. I do want this. It's just, I'm very nervous. I've never been with a woman before, and you're very beautiful. And knowing that you came here seeking me out, will you guide me? Thank you. how should we start? A kiss? Okay. How was that? God, I've never been kissed that way before. Your hands are running up my thigh. Yes, you can continue. God, I'm already wet. God, it feels so good. The way your fingers tease my butt. I'm sorry. I can't stop squirming. This kind of pleasure and arousal is foreign to me. I don't quite know how to handle it. God. Your finger feels so good inside me. God, I can feel something building. I'm gonna come. Oh, you wish me to taste your finger? Of course. That tastes good. God, that was incredible. You're not finished with me. God, yes, I want to taste you. I want to give you that pleasure that you just gave me. Okay. I'll remove my dress while you remove yours. God, you are beautiful. How should we do this? How do you want me? Okay. Right. So you lay down by the fire and I lay on top of you, so that I may taste you while you taste me. Okay. Are you comfortable? Good. I suppose I should You taste so good, and your mouth feels so amazing. I fear I may never recover from this pleasure. Oh. Oh. God, I'm getting so close. Good. Here, let me just reposition myself so that I may hold you. Your body feels so warm and soft against me. Wait here, I'll be right back. Here, I got us a blanket to keep us warm as we cuddle by the fire. Goodness, you look exhausted. Don't be afraid to doze off if you have to. I'll hold you close and keep you warm. Thank you for coming to find me.